This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school football, the Seguin Matadors and Piper Warriors combined for over 1,000 yards of total offense and 98 points on Friday night, but it was the Warriors who prevailed 56-42 in a pivotal District 13-5A tilt at Piper High School. Down 14-0 late in the first quarter, the Matadors got their offense rolling with two long scoring drives in the second. Running back DJ Lucky capped a 70-yard drive with a 15-yard touchdown run, and quarterback Corey Daly would hook up with receiver Elliott Weaver for a 43-yard touchdown pass to finish off a 77-yard drive to even the game at 14 with just under 2 minutes left in the half. A Piper touchdown put the Warriors back up with 46.6 seconds left in the second quarter, and a Seguin drive in the final minute ended with an incompletion into the Piper end zone on the last play of the half. In the third quarter, the Matadors took the second half kickoff and drove into Piper territory, but the Warriors stopped Seguin on fourth down at the Piper 16. And just a couple of plays later, Piper running back Brady Hopper caught a short pass and ran through the Seguin defense for a 68-yard catch and run to put the Warriors up 28-14. Seguin would take just one play to respond. Weaver hauled in a 52-yard TD pass from Daly to bring the Matadors to within 28-21 with 4:22 left in the third quarter. But Seguin would get no closer. Piper put touchdowns on the board at the end of the third and beginning of the fourth to take a 3-touchdown lead. The teams will go back and forth the rest of the way with 5 touchdowns. The Matadors put the ball in the end zone 3 times with Lucky scoring on a 31-yard run and Daly throwing TD passes to Aiden Avila and Weaver, but the Warriors were able to score 2 touchdowns in between the Matador scores to hang on for the win. Seguin ended the night with 597 yards of total offense, while Piper totaled 471. Corey Daly was 29 of 53 through the air for 376 yards and 4 touchdowns. The senior signal caller also ran for 60 yards. Lucky had his first 100-yard rushing game of the season, finishing with 128 yards on 14 carries and 2 scores. Weaver caught 11 passes for 234 yards and 3 TDs. The Matadors fell to 1-2 in district, while Piper improved to 2-1. Smithson Valley and New Braunfels are tied for first at 3-0, a game ahead of Piper in the district after winning games on Friday. Champion Victoria East, Wagner, and Seguin are all tied for fourth place in the district with 1-2 records. Seguin faces Smithson Valley this Friday at Matador Stadium on Seguin ISD Athletic Hall of Honor night. We'll have the game on KWED. In other area games on Friday, Marion moved to 2-0 in District 13-3A with a 49-21 win at Randolph. Bulldog quarterback Cade Pape threw 4 touchdown passes, giving him 23 through 7 games on the season. Wide receiver Jaden Riley caught 7 passes for 119 yards and 2 scores. Riley has caught 17 TD passes this season. Marion is on a bye this week. The Bulldogs will host Ingram Moore on October 24th. And Navarro fell 35-21 at Jarrell in District 13-4A play. Panther running back Dylan Trotty ran for 127 yards in all 3 Navarro touchdowns in the loss. A senior has run for 10 touchdowns in the last 3 games. Navarro is 0-3 in district. The Panthers welcome Gonzalez to Irwin Lee Field this Friday for homecoming at Navarro High School. And turning to high school cross country, the Seguin boys cross country team finished second at the District 27-5A meet held in San Antonio last week. The Matador boys had 3 runners finish in the top 10. Senior Hunter Hill finished 9th. Sophomore Noah King crossed the finish line in 4th place. And junior Adrian Rangel finished in 1st, winning the gold medal at the district meet. For the Seguin girls, Cora Gonzalez led Lady Matt runners. The freshman finished 11th in the girls' race. The Seguin boys are off to the Class 5A Region 4 Championships. That meet will be held next Monday in Corpus Christi. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory, as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.